This is the Go Flock Yourself podcast for Saturday, February 25th, 2005. Today's reading is Scoble Knight's Rust. A dull pallor hangs over Redmond as clouds gather. A smooth scent of impending rain drowns out the evergreens as Robert steps outside. The parking lot is mostly empty now, except for a few compact cars heading out past the gates, but they won't worry him. It's been a tough day and a tough week. Sometimes the constant feedback gets to him, makes him step back, wonder if perhaps today would be the day to do something, create something, get real. But it's not going to be tonight. A smooth white PPC 6700 starts to buzz in his left pocket. Robert flips on his hands free. She's early. Scoble scans the concrete expanse, looking for anyone watching, listening. Sometimes when she calls, he gets nervous. Today, there's no one to hear. The town moves indoors when the clouds gather, and this evening is no exception. He speaks.
What time? What location? Will Chris be there?
The tinny voice on the other end is unremarkable. She breaks up a few times, and Robert pinches himself for ditching CDMA. But tonight's not the night for memories. Lord knows he has enough. He takes out his tablet and waits. The first drops start to fall as a silver Jetta pulls up to the curb and idles. Robert steps up and opens the door. A faint musk of patchouli and indica lazily seeps out into the evening air as he shuffles his girth into the seat. A roll of pudge catches itself on a pile of discarded iPods laying haphazardly around the belt.
Jesus, Tara, how many times did I have to tell you? Get something that plays for sure.
She looks back from the driver's seat and smirks, then peels out of the campus, making a beeline for the bridge. Unremarkable throwaway buildings streak past the wet windows like a million empty dreams, advertising car washes, sushi, and full-body massage. An angry driver in a black Lexus doesn't like Tara's handling. She cuts him off and veers towards an exit. The dreary Seattle picture show slows to a halt, and the satisfying crunch of gravel eases his way up through the suspension, causing Robert to start. They're here.